number 19. Okay, very good. Before we begin 19, I just want to make one correction from yesterday. And that was, that correction is in the Minchas Chinuch. We said that the Mishnah says in Daf Beis that a Navi Sheker needs 71 Dayanim. Correct? And Rashi points out that the Chiyuv Misa, that he gets a Schenek. So Rav Sarfati asked, why did Rashi have to say that? So he pointed out that there was a Minchas Chinuch, I think it was Tuf Kuf Yud Ches, correct? Os Gimel had the following suffix. Let's say a Navi comes to you and says in the name of Hashem that we should do Avodah Zarah. God forbid. So what do you do in that case? So that man has two problems. What are the two problems, Adam? He's a Mesis. He's convincing someone to do Avodah Zarah. And number two, he's a Navi Sheker. Now, there is no doubt that if you're a Mesis, you get Skila. So the punishment is definitely Skila. The question is, do you need 23? Because normally a guy who's a Mesis only needs 23 day on. Or do you see that he's still a Navi Sheker, should have 71? That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch, Eli. You follow me? So Rashi's chiming in on that. That's what Sarfati wanted to say. Rashi's saying that the only time that you need 71 is when he's being given chenek. In this case, he's not being given chenek. He's being given skila. So you wouldn't need 71. That's what he wanted to say in Rashi.
What did you say yesterday? That was so different.
Because it doesn't make a difference. So what I said now is correct, okay? That's the shot, okay? You got it, Ellie? Okay? Because what I said yesterday is I brought up a possibility that maybe you wouldn't get skila. That's wrong. Mesis always gets skila. The question in the Minchas Chinuch is, do you need 23 like a classical Mesis? Or because he's a Navi Sheker, you also would require 71. That's the sub of the Minchas Chinuch. So Rashi, by stressing Misasso Bechenek means that the Mishnah, which says the Navi Sheker 71, is only when it's Misas Chenek. But if he happens to be a Mesis too, then the din is that what his Misa is what? Skila, and therefore you would not need 71. So Rashi is answering. What number was that on number 1?
16.
That was 16. So fix 16, please. Okay? Fix 16. You write down what I said. Anyone got it, Clore? Okay? Yosef Clore? Fine. That's what we made a mistake yesterday. We fixed it up. Okay, let's continue now. We're at number what?
19.
Thank you. Number 19. Here we go. What is the Machlokas Rashi Niyad Ramah Neged the Rambam? Legabe the question, Adaf Yadalid, Somkin Bartz, Nismach and Machotzor. So you have a Rebbe that's giving Smich in Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmud's in Bubble. Does that work or not? So Rashi Niyad Ramah learned that the Shiloh of the Gemara is whether you can give Smicha Shalom Bafanav. Does the Talmud have to be near the Rebbe when the Smicha is given? Does he have to be in front of him? That's the Shiloh, okay? That's how Rashi and Yad Ramah learn the Shiloh of the Gemara. It's a simple Shiloh, whether Smicha requires Bafanav or it's even good Shalom Bafanav. The Gemara just presents it in a very, very extreme case where the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel. Comes along the Rambam and says, no, I disagree. The Rambam writes Beferish and Perek Dal and Nuchas and Hedron Alach Avav that if the Rebbe is in Yerushalayim and the Talmud is in Tel Aviv, no problem. You give him smicha, no problem at all. So obviously, you see, the Rambam learns what that smicha shalom b'funav is good. So that's not the shayla in the Gemara according to the Rambam. What's the shayla in the Gemara according to the Rambam? The Rav Satzal said like this. It's a very conceptual shayla. Gabi, you with me in this? You're writing in the computer? Yeah, the Shiloh is a very conceptual Shiloh. What is the element of Smicha? Is the most important element of Smicha the Rebbe giving it? Or do you also need the Kabbalah of the Talmud? Okay, that's the Shiloh. Is it the Rebbe giving it? Or do you also need the Kabbalah of the Talmud? If the Rebbe giving it is the Iker, then what? Then the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. But if the Iker is also you need the Talmud to get it, he better be in Eretz Yisrael and bubble, it's bad. So according to the Rambam, it's a more conceptual Shiloh. What is the essence of Smicha? Is it the Rebbe giving it, Stephen, or does he also need the Talmud and the Mekabel? According to Rashi, I don't know, it's a simple Shiloh, whether it's Shiloh B'funav, B'funav is good. Okay, just an extreme way of presenting it, one of the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Bavel. According to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with that, because the Rambam writes B'feirish, if the Rebbe's in Yerushalayim, the Talmud's in Tel Aviv, it's good. So obviously, he holds Shiloh B'funav is good. So what's the Shiloh in the Gemara? The Shiloh in the Gemara is, what's the Iker part of Smicha? Is it the Nesina? Is that enough, or do you also need the Kabbalah of the Talmud, and therefore the Talmud would definitely need to be in Eretz Yisrael? That answers 19. 20. How do we mazur the word in the Gemara, v'lo kiblu?
Wasn't the Yad Ramah the one who said it? He would. I thought Yad Ramah said the Rambam shot too, because didn't he say the Gemara...
We lumped together Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah quoted to both Pshatim, but we lumped together Rashi and
the
Yad Ramah.
I'm sorry, right? Because
at the end of the day, the Yad Ramah says like Rashi. The end of the day, Yad Ramah says like Rashi. He quotes two Pshatim, but at the end of the day, the Yad Ramah says like Rashi. What do we?
I thought we said the Yad Ramah. If you look at the Gemara, Dafka says Eretz Yisrael and Babel. Meaning, if you hold like Rashi, then it could have just said Eretz Yisrael and...
Right, he asks the Kasha on Rashi.
Yeah, so I thought he...
Yeah, okay, alright. He asks the Kasha on Rashi. However you want to say it, Lamaisa, those are the two pshat. Rashi and the Rambam. The Yad Ramah, Lamaisa, where Rav Schefter writes from the Rav that the Rav held the Yad Ramah held like Rashi. We're right, we saw it inside. You're right, John. The Yad Ramah did ask on Rashi. Whatever the case is, you know the two approaches. Those are the two approaches in the Gemara. The Yad Ramah did ask on Rashi. Did he answer for Rashi?
I thought with that question would be...
He didn't answer for Rashi? I seem to remember that the Adamah seemed to go side with the Rambam. You're right. But those are the two approaches, okay? I wrote it like that because that's what the Rav said it. Okay. But you're right. We saw it inside. The Adamah seemed to side with the Rambam. Okay? But the bottom line is the two pshat. Okay, that's 19:20. How do we mazur with the word in the Gemara on Yudal Manav Lo Kiblu? What do you mean the word of Gemara? Lo Kiblu. The Gemara has a story that... The Romans were out of control, and they said, anyone who gives smicha, we're going to kill him. So there's a great Tanner of Yudim and Baba that risked his life, and he gave smicha to his five great Talmidim, and he said, they're coming after us, run, and they threw rocks at him, they threw spears at him, and they made him like a sieve. They killed him so much. It's a terrible thing. But it's a great Tzaddik of Yudim and Baba. He risked his life. And the Gemara in that discussion discusses the smicha of Reb Meir. And the Gemara says that Reb Meir did not accept the smicha of Reb Akiva until he got smicha from Reb Yudim and Baba. Reb Meir did not accept the smicha from Reb Yudim and Baba. He accepted the smicha from Reb Yudim and Baba. And the Gemara says lo kiblu. So lo kiblu means what? If you read the words lo kiblu meaning plural, means that the other chachamim did not agree with him. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, who cares about the other Chachamim? If this is the chain from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, we don't care about the other Chachamim, what they think. As long as you have the smicha in that chain, you can give smicha downward. No problem at all. So what do we care whether the other Chachamim agreed or not? Right? Rabbi Yaakov Emden was very perplexed with this Gemara. So the Rav Zatzal quoted in the name of his father, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, that's not the way you read the Gemara. That's why I wrote it in quotes. It's not v'lo kiblu, it's v'lo kiblo. Meaning that Reb Meir did not want to accept the smicha from Reb Akiva. Of course he loved Reb Akiva. But maybe he felt Lamaisa. Remember we said why?
Rashi says Katan.
He felt at this time he didn't want to get smicha. Maybe he felt it was an unav later though.
No, Rashi is the Katana too.
What do you mean Katana?
He was a Katana when Reb Akiva gave him.
That's what he said. He was young. He felt he was too young for it. But he wanted to wait. Of course he loved Reb Akiva. So according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, lo kiblo means he didn't accept it, not the lo kiblu. The only time you need the haskam of all the chum is what type of smicha? The two tracks of smicha. What type of smicha? The chiddush smicha. When you want to restart smicha. The smicha on going down from chain, from door to door, you don't need the agreement of all the chachamim. That's why Rabbi Akiva didn't understand it, right? So therefore, if you say like Moshe Soloveitchik, you answer lo kashas, lo kiblo. The only time you need a scum of all the chum is the chiddush smicha, not the standard traditional track of smicha. So that's how we said the pshat was. That answers number what? That answers number 20. Okay? Everyone got that clear? Ellie, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. 21. Why do you need smicha in Eretz Yisrael? Very strange. The Gemara says, Yadav of smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. The smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu Andan. It's not the mitzvah tlius bar, as we said. It's not trumas and meisers. So the Rav Zatzal has this whole theory we developed based on the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, in a few different places, in Bechairis, and Menachos, and Hurrius, that you could have 10 million Jews in Galus, and you could have 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And where's the Iker Tzibor? Eretz Yisrael. The Iker Tzibor is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Iker. Milavoch Hamas Anachem Mitzrayim. If the Beis HaGadol makes a mistake in Pesach and Rov Klal Yisrael follows it, what's the definition of Rov Klal Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael. Milavoch ad mas ad nachal mitzrayim. Okay? Milavoch ad mas ad nachal mitzrayim. That is the Iker Tzibor of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Halacha l'maisa, it says in Parshas Pinchas, when Hashem told Moshe to give smicha to Yoshua, he did it in front of Hashem, and he did it le'enei klal Yisrael. You require the audience of klal Yisrael to give smicha. The only audience of klal Yisrael that's meaningful in halacha is the concept of what? Eretz Yisrael, the tzibor in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And that is why smicha, despite the fact that it's not mitzvah kliyus baretz, requires the Eretz Yisrael halacha l'maisa, because that's where you have the tzibor. And where's the makor that you need the tzibor? The makor that you need the tzibor is in the Parshan Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yoshua in front of Hashem and in front of klal Yisrael. That's 21. 22. What is the chiddush HaSmicha of the Rambam? The Rambam is a phenomenal chiddush. Please get it, Zach. You got it? Perek Dal, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hinuchas Sanhedrin. That even though the chain link from Moshe Rabbeinu onto Yoshua has been broken, the Rambam has a phenomenal chiddush that you can restart smicha. How? If you have all the chachamim agree upon one rav, they can elect that rav, and then that rav can restart smicha. That is the chiddush nifla of the Rambam. The Rambam writes this in the Perush Mishnayos. Also, the only thing is that the Rambam ends the halacha in three words. He says davar tzarech echreya, which usually means tzarech iyun. Seems like in the Yadach HaZaki it's hedging a little bit on this concept. And this was started in the 1500s, or was at least attempted, where many gedolim in Sfat wanted to appoint Rav Yosef Karo to be this Rav. And the problem was that the Rabbanim Yishalayim disagreed. And they said, the Ram says, you need all the Chachamim, and we are in disagreement. Okay? But that is the concept of Chiddush HaSmicha. You must get that in the Rambam. And what can Chiddush HaSmicha do? So if you look in the Rambam, it seems to be Ladun Dine Knossos. That's Reb Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk, said that Chiddush HaSmicha only allows you to judge Knossos. Kefal, Arba V'Chamisha. But in the 1500s, the reason why they wanted to restart smicha, this is all part of that question, Ali, please get it, is because people did not want to die with the Chiyuv Karis in their pocket. And the Mishnah writes in the end of Makis that if you were Chiyuv Karis for something you did, if you're given Malkus by a Beis, then you get out of the Chiyuv Karis. But you can't give Malkus unless the Dayanim have real smicha. So that was the motivating factor to restart the smicha, is to give people floggings, Malkus, to get out of the Chiyuv Karis. Okay? And therefore, if you say like that, obviously they're arguing on Rav Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk. Because he said, if you look at the Rambam, it's only Ladun Dine Knossos. Obviously, they understood the Rambam could do more than Knossos. Could even give out what? Malkus. Okay? So they learned against what? They learned against the Dayan in Brisk, Rav Zelig. And therefore, they learned against the Dayan in Brisk, Halach Lomais. And therefore, so Machloik is how to interpret that Rambam Chiddush HaSmicha. Okay.
What halacha was it in the Rambam?
Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, Reb Simcha Zelig. Yeah, he's the Dayan in Brisk. Okay, so you see that in 1500s, the Gedolei Achronim didn't learn like him. Even though the Ram does say Ladun Dine Knossos, but they said it meant everything. Malkus as well. Okay? You got it? That answers which one?
22.
You guys got to look it up. Please look it up. You got to know that Rambam. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. You got it? Okay. You got it, Johnny. Okay, good. 23. What's the makor of this Rambam? And where did Rambam get this from? That you have the ability to restart smicha. What, he was in the science lab and he was, figured it out? Or where did he get it from? That's a big question. The Rav Zatzal wanted to say, based on that theory, that Lamaisa, Hashem told Moshe to give smicha to Yoshua in front of all the Chachamim, in front of Klal Yisrael. Somehow, if you can reenact Klal Yisrael. And who's the representatives of Klal Yisrael? The Gedolim, the Chachamim. So if the Chachamim in Bepech and unanimously elect one Rav, so in a sense you're reenacting that audience. So if you're reenacting that audience, you can restart the chain. That's what the Rav basically wanted to say is the makor of the smicha. Okay, that's 23. 24.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, in other words, Eli, what you see from the Psukim is that you need the audience of Klal Yisrael. Who is the audience of God's Klal Yisrael? The Chachamim, right? So if all the Chachamim agree unanimously to one Rav, You basically have reinvented or reignited that environment that you need to restart smicha. You follow me? Because the chain required in front of Hashem and in front of Klal Yisrael. So how do you get Klal Yisrael? You have the Chacham that represent Klal Yisrael. Unanimously agree. So therefore, you've reignited that or reinvented that environment so you can start giving smicha. That's what he wanted to say. Okay? Okay, 24.
Would we be able to do that bizman hazeh?
Yeah, very hard. Very, very hard, Yonah. I think there was a discussion 10, 15 years ago. But, you know, I don't know if you could get all the chum to agree on one rug, probably, right?
No?
Could be. I mean, it's hard for us to, you know, of course, if not the Gadol HaDor, but I don't know. I don't think it's such a traditional thing to try to do. So, Lamaisa. Could be.
What about
the Gadol HaDor?
What about Yerida Sados?
What do you mean,
even the 1500s, why do they think?
Because they were Gedolim. Lamaisa Gedolim, like now, like of Chaim Kanievsky, Gadol HaDor. Okay, 24. What was the machlokes of the Ma'aribi Rav and the Kutcher Shasmichim? Ma'aribi Rav lived in Sfat. That was the Rabbanim in Sfat. That was the machlokes that they felt Shat and the Rambam was Kol HaChachamim's Rov, and they were Rov. They were Rov of the Chachamim, Rubo Kakulo. And since Rubo Kakulo, they said, let's elect Rabbi Yosef Karo. And the Kutcher Shasmichim claims not that way. He lived in Yushalayim, and he claims that's not true. He says you need kol hachacham. The question is how to interpret the Rambam when he says rov. Does he say that when he says kol? He says the word kol. Do you need rov? Is rov enough? That's the Ma'aribi Rav lived in Sfat. And the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabi. But if you hold kol, literally means kol, obviously they weren't in agreement, the Rabbanim Yishalayim, and they said no. That's one nekuda getting that question. The other nekuda I want you to get is that phrase of Dover Sarach Achreya. The Rabbanim Yishalayim, the Kutcher Zesmicha said the Rambam himself said Sarachim. So what do you want to start with smichin when the Rambam himself said tzarachiyun on it? So the response of the Gedolim in Tzfat was, no, Dabar Tzarech Achreya means how many guys do you need to give the smichin, Lamaisa? Do you need Lamaisa, what do you need to give the smichin? Do you need all three Dayanim to have smichin? Right? Or do you need only one is enough? Remember we had a machlaikas about that? The Rambam says only one of the three is enough to have smicha from in the chain. When the Rav gives a smicha to a Talmud, it has to be in front of a panel of three. Do you need all the three to have smicha? Remember we said that? Rambam says only one of the three. We wanted a claim from the Gedol HaAchronim that Rashi, Lamaisa says, Beferish, you need all three. And the Yad Ramah said, Beferish, Johnny, do you need all three to have smicha? Okay? So that's the Nakuta the Rambam says I'm not sure about. He's not talking about the whole thing is in jeopardy. So that's the two nekudas I want you to get how to read the Rambam. Okay. And lastly, number 20.
Who is the rabbi in Yerushalayim that denied it?
The Kutcher Shasmicha. Shlomo ibn Gavriel, and so I forgot. Ibn Chaviv. Shlomo ibn Chaviv was his name. Okay. Shlomo ibn Chaviv. I think that was the name. It's a great call. Okay. That brings us to 25. Let's go. How do we prove that Smicha is Minui Agavra? How do we prove that Smicha is Minui Agavra? What's Minui Agavra? That it's an appointment, it's a status change. So we said we had three proofs. Number one, God forbid, if you curse a dying, there's a special issur in the Torah. Now that's even if you curse him when he's not sitting in as a dying. He's sitting in shul one day, or he's walking the streets. Obviously he's not acting as a dying, so the fact that you're appointed as smicha gives you a certain status, even if you're not sitting as a dying. You have a shame samuch. Shem Elohim Alav. That's number one, we said. Number two, we said, Azakin Mamre himself has to have smicha. Obviously, he's not sitting in the Sanhedrin. He himself is the Azakin Mamre. He paskin against the Chachamim. He was asked to Shaila, he doesn't know. He goes to Yerushalayim, Lishka Zagos, they tell him on a paskin, he comes back home and paskins against it. Ridiculous. It's unacceptable. We kill him, the Azakin Mamre. How can you tell me that he's a Zaken Mamre? He needs smicha. Obviously, when he's acting the Zaken Mamre, he's not sitting in the, it's sitting. You see, there's a status. There's a status to having smicha. That no matter where you are, you carry that status with you. Allah Almighty. Even Shalom B'Shas Adin. You're appointed to be a minui on the Gavra, to be a member of the Sanhedrin, the Rav said.
Right, so when the judges leave, the Lishka goes, they'll check on the Zaken Mamre, they're still called Dayanim?
No, I'm saying we're saying the Dikas on the Zaken Mamre himself. The Zaken Mamre requires smicha. He's a samuch. Now, obviously, Lamaisa, he's being called a zaken mamre, and he's not sitting as a dayan. He's the one who's being on trial. So obviously, Lamaisa, it's like a card-carrying member of having smicha that you have a certain status of having samuch. It's not only when you're sitting behind the desk as sitting in the din Torah. And the third one is remember we said that there's a shita and daf yudal and amalaf machlekes. Who measures the egla rufa? Do you need the Sanhedrin Agadol? Three or five? Or do you need the whole basin? Or do you need all the chevri of the Sanhedrin? Rav Loz ben Yaakov says you need all the chevri of the Sanhedrin Gadol to go out and measure. Chum said three or five is enough. You don't need the whole basin. Let me ask you, when they go out and measure the corpse, which city it is? Are they sitting in the Lishkas Agazis? No. So you see the status goes with them no matter what, even when they're not sitting behind the desk. Those are the three makoros we point out from the Rav. That being given smicha gives you a certain status that you don't have to be locked in behind the desk to say that I only have the status now. The three proofs were what? Number one, God forbid if a dayan is cursed no matter what, there's an iser, not when he's just sitting. Number two is the zaken mamre requires smicha. Obviously he's on trial, he's not sitting behind the desk as being a panel of the basis. And number three, the measuring of the egel rufa, they go out of Yerushalayim. They're not sitting behind a desk. But there's a requirement to have a chavar meaning a dayan from the what? From the Sanhedrin Agadol. So that's how the Rav wanted to say that smicha is a real deal. It's a minui gavra. Like I said, it's a creation of a certain status. Okay? So that answers number 25. That finishes up Shir 1 Chazar. Let's go to number 2. Yes, Johnny.
That's also how you could say Zaken Mamre, the same thing as the Egla Rufa. In the Gemara over there on Daf, whatever, Yudalit over there, they compare Egla Rufa and Zaken Mamre,
yeah,
where the Shoftim have to get up and go check the situation.
Okay, that's correct. They're out of their place as well. But I'm saying the Rai of the Rav is on the Zaken Mamre himself.
On himself?
Yeah, on himself.
Because the also Zaken in that Mamre, case, all the Shoftim get
I understand, up I understand. But he's proving just from the Zaken Mamre himself that he's considered, you have to require, remember we said from yesterday from the Rambam, a Zaken Mamre to become a Zaken has to have smicha. So the Mice is not acting as a dayan, and we still give him that then. Yes, Yo.
Just as a matter of contention on the last one, wouldn't that be a bad proof because the Zakatim are going out as to do a judicial
Yeah, service. but they're not sitting in Lishkas HaGazis. Remember, they have to be sitting in Lishkas HaGazis, one would have said.
In order to
you see that what you see that the function of a Sanhedrin Agadol can't even be when they're outside, you see. That's why Rav wanted to prove it. Very good. Okay, let's go to Shir 2, number 1. Okay? Everyone got Shir 2? Anyone not have it? Yona, you have it? Okay. Let's see. Okay. What are the two chilukim between the Beis Din of 23 and Beis Din HaGadol? Number one, the Beis Din HaGadol sits all day, from morning until evening. Beis Din of 23 sits only until the end of the 6 hours of the day. That's number one. Number two distinction is that the Beis Din of 23 does not meet at all on Shabbos. Beis Din HaGadol meets on Shabbos. How can you meet? We don't dine on Shabbos. So here we point out from the Rav Zatzal, please get it, that there are two roles the Beis Din HaGadol play. Number one is that they paskin on certain shilas that are needed, like to annex more lands, Navi Sheker. That's Beis Din acting midin Beis Din HaGadol that has to be in the Lishkas HaGazis. But then there's another aspect of Beis Din HaGadol that they're Amudei HaOrah. They are the progenitors of the Mesorah of Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's the way the Rav said it. I think the Rav even said they're the repository. That was the word we used, remember? The Rav used that English word, that they are the repository of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And therefore they play another element as well, and that is that they're the teachers of the Torah. And therefore that's why they can sit on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, not sitting in the Torah. They're giving shiurim. Memela, they're able to sit on Shabbos and on Yom Tov is not a problem. So let's get those two distinctions. Number one, about how long they sit, Beis Din of 23 up only until the end of the 6 hours of the day. However, the Beis Din HaGadol is all day from morning until evening. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Beis Din of 23 doesn't sit at all. And the Beis Din HaGadol does sit on Shabbos. I thought you can't sit on Din Torah on Shabbos. Mishkan Beit, Lamed Vav Beis. They're not sitting on a Din Torah, they're saying Shiurim on Shabbos. Because they have a second element called Amudei HaOrah, the repository of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Okay, we got it? Yona? Okay, that's number one. Number two. What do we say about Shmaya v'Avtalion? Shmaya v'Avtalion were tzaddikim. They were the Zugos. Zugos was the early Tanoim. In the Mishnah, in the first parak of Avos, it points out the Zugos. Zugos are peers, right? The first one always mentioned is the Nasi. The second was the Av Beis Din, right? Shmaya v'Avtalion were Gerim. That's a big problem. If they were Gerim, then how is it possible that Tosfos Yontif says, and the Rambam says the same thing, how could they be in positions of leadership? They can't have any Sroru. That's the kasha that the Bartanura is bothered by, the Tosfos Yontif is bothered by this kasha as well. So the Maharal writes in the Sefer Derech HaChaim that they themselves were not Gerim, but they were descendants of Gerim. Okay, if you're descendants of Gerim, not a problem at all. Gerim themselves cannot serve. The Rav Zatzal thought you could give a different teretz, and that is as follows. Of course, Shmaya v'Avtalion themselves were Gerim. The Rambam says it himself in the Chibur and Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka, Mashma from the Rambam. The Bartanura says they were Gerim Tzedek. So what's the pshat? So the Rav said, this is the pshat. There are two tracks. Whenever they had a pasuk and a novishka, they would recuse themselves. You know, recuse themselves. They would take a break, and someone else would what would take their place. But to give the shiurim to be the progenitors and the sower to be the repository, of course a ger can do that, and that's what Shmaya v'Avtalion did. Okay, that's how the Rav wanted to answer the issue of Shmaya v'Avtalion. Okay, good. Let's go to number three now. Number three, what was the mahalak of Rabbi Abo and Dav Bezu and Bezu? Well, guys, I can't stress enough, please do inside and outside, okay? Make sure you're chazer in the Gemara inside and we know the questions outside. What was Rabbi Abo's mahalak? Rabbi Abo's mahalak was as follows. Let's get it. Rabbi Abo said the Gemara was bothered by Akasha. What was the Gemara's Akasha that the Gemara was bothered by in the very beginning of the Masechta on Bezu and Bezu? It says, I don't understand something. Gzelus and Chabolos are not dinim momentus dinu. Why does the Gemara say it's dinim momentus b'shlosha, and then it says Gzelus and Chabolos? Gzelus and Chabolos, last time I checked, are dinim momentus. So Rabbi Abo says the following theory. Please get it. Rabbi Abo says, Mahein Ktani. That is the code word. Mahein Ktani. What does Mahein Ktani mean? Meaning, the Mishnah is saying, what are dinim momentus? What is dinim omnis? I'll tell you what dinim omnis is. Gzeilus v'chabalus. Hodos v'avos? No. Okay? Gzeilus v'hodos? No. And the Mishnah says, if it would have said dinim omnis alone, I would have included him in hodos v'avos. That's why I didn't teach gzeilus v'chabalus. And if it would have just said gzeilus v'chabalus and not said dinim omnis, I would have thought also gzeilus hodos v'avos would be included. The reason why the Mishnah picked on gzeilus v'chabalus is because the Iker Elohim is written by them. Okay? Because it says Elohim three times, and Chabalas Lamosa Mali Chaval Begufa Mali Chaval Begumono. Therefore, the Tana has to say, "My hein dinim omnis, Jewish Chabalos, and not Hodos Lavos. My hein, that's for me a bold guy. My hein Tana. What is with dinim omnis? Jewish Chabalos, robberies and strikings, but not Hodos Lavos. That's the vort. And the Mishnah needed to elucidate, because if you just would have had dinim omnis, it would have included everything. And if you would have just had what? If you would have just had Xelos Chabalos, you also would have included everything. The reason why I'd say Xelos Chabalos is because it says Elohim three times. Okay? And how do you know Chabalos? Because Mali Chabal Begufa, Mali Chabal Mamono. That is the Shita Ribbo. Chlorben, up. Okay, that answers number what? Just push it. I want you to know the Gemara there. That's three. Four. How did the Rav Zatzal Masbir the Lumdus? Let's get it. How did the Rav Masbir the Lumdus? The distinction of Xelos Chabalos on one hand, as opposed to Hodos Vavos. So the Rav Zatzal said like this, beautifully, based on a Miri in Baba Kama, B'Shem Rabbeinu Sarfatim, and Baba Kama Daf Ayanim at base. There is a principle called Kimle Bid Rabimine, which means what? That if I do an action, someone does an action, and incurs two punishments, we give the person the more severe punishment. If you do it simultaneously. Guy turns a light on Shabbos, B'mezid, while doing that, he rips a guy's shirt. So it's chayav misa for Chol Shabbos. It's chayav to the guy for ripping his shirt. Kim Levi Rabbi would give him misa. He doesn't have to pay the money. That's Kim Levi Rabbi. Kidei Rishasal. The Torah gives you one punishment, but not two. Good. Kim Levi Rabbi. Beautiful topic. Oh. So Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Atzadi Alephim and Aleph, the following case. You have a man that gives an esnan to his mother. What's an esnan? A gift, a behemoth. He wants to live with his mother, Rahman al-Islam. The Torah says if you give an esnan, a gift of a cow, to a zona, that esnan cannot be put on his back because it's disgusting. It's called esnan asur tayr. That's the din of an esnan. Right? It's a sefer dvar. Esnan asur tayr. The Gemara says esnan asur tayr afilu baal imo. Even if he's baal imo. Esnan asra tayra afilu ba al imo. Why? Why don't you say Kim Levi Rabbi Mine? Why is the animal usher? He's going to be Chai Misa for living with his mother. So there should be no Chiv Mammon. Shouldn't take effect on anything, on the cow at all. Nothing. Why does it take effect at all? It's a great kasha. Why is that true? Why does the animal become usher? Esnan usher tera filu ba'alima? What are you talking about? How could that be? You follow me? Yes, Ellie? What's the answer? So it says the Miri Vishen, the Miri Sarvatim, Kim Levi Rabbani is only on Chiyuvei Torah, Yonah. Only on Torah imposed Chiyuvei. Do we say the more severe one swallows up the more lenient one? But when it comes to Mischaivus Midas, when you self-impose something on yourself, like you said you're going to give the Esnan, or when you borrow money, that's a self-imposed Chiyuvei, Eli. And a self-imposed chiyuv of Kim Levit Rabbani does not cover it.
Meaning when you...
When you're mischai of yourself, a Torah-imposed chiyuv is that when you damage someone, the Torah imposes that you got to pay. But when you're mischai of yourself, when you say you're going to give someone something, or you borrow money, Yonah, Kim Levit Rabbani does not take care of that. And that's what they say, Esnan Asur Tera Afilu Baal Imo. That's why the animal is Taka Asur. So the Rav said, aha! You see from here, that's why Hodos Vavos do not require Mumchim. Because Hodos Vavos are self-imposed. You don't need a fancy level of Dayanim. You don't need a high level of Dayanim. Whereas Gzeilus V'Chabalos are Torah-imposed Chiyuvim, you don't need what? You do need a high level of Dayanim. You need Dayanim to have Smicha, and you require Mumchim. Allah Lamais. That's how the Rav Shechtish said to us once to illustrate the Rav's Bekiyas. He had a topical Bekiyas. We're learning Sanhedrin Beis and Beis. He knew the Meiri and Baba Kama Daf Ayin, and he plugged that in here. You follow me? Some Gedolim have the Bekiyas or the pin test. You know, you put the pin in. You know every daf on that. So the Rav's the Bekiyas was different. It was more topical. You follow me? In Lumdus, we're learning Beis and Beis. The Gemara doesn't give you a distinction between Zelus Chalbalus or Kar Munkin and Odalus Chalbalus. On the other hand, it's based on this notion of a Torah imposed Chiyuv. A Torah imposed Chiyuv needs a high level of Dayanim. That requires smicha. That's Gzeilus Chabalos. Hodos Vavos are self-imposed, and for self-imposed, I don't need a high level of Dayanim, and I don't require smicha. You follow me? It's all based on this Ben Klor. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Pshat, beautiful. It's a beautiful pshat. Okay, that answers number what? Number four. Five, guys. Let's go. What do we add on to the beer? It got cut off here on the side here. Just writes Atzal. What do we add to the beer? The Rav Zatzal from the Sefer Bir Kashai. Also, that I had Samach there. Also, it shouldn't be madness. There's a samach. It's a misprint. It should be a safer. I don't know how I wrote that. Okay, Lamaisa. Sefer Bir Kashai must have been tired. Okay, what do we want to say? I told this owner of Shekhti, he liked this very much. This chat that we just said in Shir. What do we add on? We add on like this. We said, what is the commonality with Zelus and Chabalos? I don't understand. Chabalos? What do you mean? There's a big difference between Chabalos and Zelus, no? Chovo begufos chayev five things. What if you punch someone, what do you chayev? Nezek, tsar, ripui, shevis, and bojus. Nezek the damage, tsar the pain, shevis unemployment compensation, ripui is the medical bills. And what else? Boshus, embarrassment. That's a tremendous chiddush. How can you include that with Chovo Mamono? Right? Right, Lomiboyd said it's a tremendous chiddush. When you steal someone's property, that's much different than punching a guy. Mali Chavo, Gufo Mali Chavo Mono? What do you mean? They're not the same thing. Why should they be the same thing? Mar says, no, they're the same thing. Why are they the same thing? They're much different from one another. Chol B'chever has five chiyuvim, Chol V'mono, stealing someone's property has nothing. Right? The Gemara calls basically stealing mali chavo mamono, mali chavo gufo, right? That was the lashon of the Gemara, no? That's how the Gemara is describing the Xalus, right? It says, Xalus, mali chavo begufo. What's the difference between chavo begufo and chavo mamono? You got to pay no matter what, right? So what's the difference? What do you mean what's the difference? There's a big difference between the two. Why is the Gemara lump them together?
Who has the bigger shy?
Yeah, that's a bigger shy, yes. We were bothered by it too as well. So what's the answer? The answer is because what's the commonality between the two? They're Torah and post-chiyuvim. They're Torah and post-chiyuvim. You're right, they might be different. One might have five chiyuvim, and one might not have that. But the bottom line is, the common thread in them is that they're Torah and post-chiyuvim. So that's a goof of what we're saying, shot in the Gemara. So we're adding on to the Rav's job with the same bigger shy. That's the commonality between Chavo Gufo and what Chavo Mamono, because they're Stephen, they're Torah post-chiyuvim, as opposed to what? Hodos Vavos, which are not, where they're self-imposed. Okay, that answers number what? Number four, or five, I'm sorry, six now. What does Rabbi Abo hold on Erev Parsha? Just shot in the Gemara, guys. Why don't you go through it, Chlor? Ari. Why don't you get it, Chlor? What does Gemara say here? Gemara says, well, what's going on here? The Gemara says, why are Hodos Vavos excluded? What are they excluded from? Gemara says, you want to tell me they're excluded from three? You need three for both categories. Rebbe Abo says, Shtayim Shadono Dini Mamonos, and Din, and Din. So what does Gemara say? Hodos Vavos do not require Mumchen. That's where they're excluded. Xenos Vavos require Mumchen. Gemara says, yeah, why is that so? Please get it. If you hold Erev Parshis, which means what? Mix the Parshis. It says the word Kihuzeh. It says Kihuzeh, the Feirish, in the Chumash. It says the word Kihuzeh in the Chumash by what? By Shomer. In Parshis Mishpatim, it says it explicitly. It says Kihuzeh, which means what? This, but not that. Motiv mixas, your chayav shvur. If he holds Erev Parshis, which you connect what? Where it says the three Elohims in what parsha? Where does it say the three Elohims? In the parsha of Xelus Chabalos. If you hold Erev Parshis, which means what? You transfer it to what? We're going to get to the details of it, but for this question, you transfer the requirement of three which exists by Xelus, transfer to Hodos Vavos. What's the difference between Xelus Chabalos and Hodos Vavos? If you hold Erev Parshis, you should require three. Right? Three mumchen. And if you hold any Erev Parshis, you're saying, so why do you need three? Why do you need three? So the Gemara is very perplexed. I mean, what's going on here? If you hold Erev Parshis, you should require mumchen for Hodos Vavos. If you hold any Erev Parshis, you shouldn't even require three for Hodos Vavos. So Gemara says, Olam, at the end of the day, there it is, the phrase, at the end of the day, Beis and Beis, in reality, what the Abo holds, what Eli, Erev Parshis is saying. If you hold Erev Parshis, you're saying then you should require Mumchen even for Hodos Vavos. Why don't we require it? Kadesh Lo Tinos Delis? If they love him. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Abo holds what, Stephen? Erev Parshis. That just like we require three Mumchen for Xelus Chabalos, we transfer that to what? To Hodos Vavos. But why are we lenient and we require only three Hedyotos? Because people are going to stop lending money. If I have to lend money to Yosef and you have to require Mumchen to get the money back, I'm never going to lend money anymore. And we find a precedent for that what? That we required Yishuv HaKir for Dini Mamonos, but they suspended it. Kadesh Lo Tinol Delis, Mifnei Lovin. You know, the seven questions of your interrogation, where we have by Nefashis, you take each witness on their own and ask the questions, you don't do that by Dini Mamonos. They took it away based on the power of Hefker, Beis and Hefker. They have governing rights at Dini Mamonos, and they got rid of the requirement. If you get rid of the requirement, it makes a lot of sense, Lomaisa. They got rid of the requirement of Mumchen for Hodos Vavos. So at the end of the day, how do you answer number six? What does Rabbi Abo hold about Erev Parshis? You guys tell me. He holds an Erev Parshis. If he holds an Erev Parshis, then why don't you require Mumchen? Like you do three Mumchen by Xerus for Kabbalos. What's the answer, Yona? They relaxed it because of what? Why, Yona? Why did they relax it? Kadesh Lo Tinol Delis? If they love you, they want to close the door in front of borrowers. They want to keep people to be able to what? Lend money. You got me? That's number six. He holds a Erev Parshis. He holds a Erev Parshis. Then you should require what? Adam, you got this? Then you should require three Mumchen. The reason why they relaxed Mumchen is because Shaday Kadesh Law did on Dallas Mifsay Lovin. Just like they got rid of the requirement, Chanina says, of Drishim Chakir by Dinim Ominous. Okay, Lord, Ben? Fine. That's straight up Gemara there, that number six. Ellie, clear?
Yeah.
Seven. What are the two pshatim that Rashi's Mazber hold all small balls? Let's get it, guys. Working in tight. Okay? Number seven. Hodos Vavos. Rashi says the first shot is the following. Hodah means Adam come in and say, we saw Reuven admit that he owes money to Shimon. That's Hodah. Adam came in and said, we heard Reuven admit he owes $100,000 to Shimon. What is Havah? Adam saw the loan that Reuven lent Shimon $100,000. Plain and simple. That's the first shot of Rashi. Second shot of Rashi is the Meforshi. Rashi says, Hodos is motive in mixes. You go to Reuven, Reuven goes to Shimon, you owe me $100. He says, yes, I owe you money, I only 50. You then have the other 50, motive mixes. What is Hovos mean, Adam? Kofra Kol. You got me? So the second shot according to Rashi is Hodos is motive mixes, Halvos is Kofra Kol. Those are the two pshat of Rashi. Which pshat does Rashi like the best? The first. Why does he like the first the best? Because if the second one, Lamaisa, was right, it should have said what? Hodos for what? Kafaros. What's the word? What would be a better word? Kfiris. It should say Hodos for Kfiris. That's what it should say. Right? Not Kafaros villages, Kfiris. It should say denials. That's why Rashi likes the first rap better, because it doesn't fit the Lashon of Gomorrah. Okay? Doesn't fit the Lashon of the Gomorrah. Eli Klor, that's seven. Okay?
Also, we're talking about Lotus, don't close out the lender, Lotus knows Dallas. I mean, we have to be dealing with lending.
We are dealing with lending, both Shotim, but doesn't like the Lashon. It should say Odos Vikfiris. Born in the second shot, Odos Mona Mixes and Kfiris Kofrakol. Rashi, the Gemara says, Odos Vavos.
Kofar HaKol, and Modem Mixa doesn't have to necessarily be talking about...
Sure it is, it's loans. Sure it is. It's usually loans or Shomer Chinam or something of that sort. Usually, Odos Mixa is talking about that, Lamaisa.
No, Kofar, yeah.
Kofar HaKol is by Havos, Lamaisa. But the Lashon should be Kfiris. Not Havos, you deny a loan. Doesn't make an image of regarding your cash. The Lashon is Shvir. That's what he's saying. The Lashon is Shvir.
Rashi says both.
No, Rashi says the Lashon is Shvir. That was Rashi didn't like
before
it.
Before he says the Lashon is Shvir too, he says, because it wouldn't make sense.
You know, he says,
it wouldn't make sense to say.
No, his Lashon is, this to Mefarshi says, Rishon Iker, the Mechidishnei, and Aliskei Milvahen, Kirikim, the time of the Kaman, Shunilis, Dals, Mifnei Lovin, Maishno, the Akare Alvo, Valo, Akare Alvo, right? Hodos, the Kfiris, you boil him, Mishnei. He says, that's all one of the Pshadis, the Maisi. Basically, what? It's not necessarily, if you're denying the whole thing, it's not really a loan. Okay, you're saying also Rashi's saying. But Lamais, the Iker shot of Rashi that he doesn't like is because of the grammar. The Lashon doesn't fit well. You're right, because Kofar HaKol doesn't necessarily, you could deny a lot of different things. Okay. But Lamais, I'm saying the Iker is it should be Kfir. Okay, fine. You got it, Ben Klor? Okay. Let's go. That's number seven, yes? Eight. Let's go, guys. Eight. What's the mahalach of the tour and the taz, the exos, the sivs, the shayvim, the sivs? And the pshat rashi got adults all balls. We had a beautiful mahalach, you remember? Okay, let's get it. The truth is, lemaisa, there's a big difficulty here. Let's get it clear. The difficulty is, first of all, the tshuvis, lemaisa, Zayis Ra'onon. The Tshuva Zayis Ra'onon says, Lamaisa, what is really the difference of the first pshat of Rashi? Eide Hodah and Eide Halvah. I mean, what's the difference? The bottom line, the guy owes money, no? So he said the answer is as the following. I would add a Havim by Eide Hodah. Maybe we should not Misakin that you don't need Mumchen. Maybe we should require Mumchen. I'll tell you why. Because this guy did not listen to the Chachamim. What does Gemara say above Metziah? You're never supposed to lend money without Adam. You're overleaf naiver, because you might cause the guy to what? You cause a klala to yourself. It's a bad thing. Whenever you lend money, you should do it in front of Adam. Okay? You should always do it in front of the Eidim. You're overleaf naiver, basically, because the guy might never pay you back. So I would think if the guy did this, Lamaisa, then maybe I'd have a Havamina that we should require Mumchim. Because what's the whole Takana here, Ellie? That we don't require Mumchim. So I'd have a Havamina that by Eidi Hodah, maybe you still would require Mumchim. Kamashim Lan, that we don't mess him over. We still are Misaki, you don't need Mumchim. Okay, even though he didn't act properly.
Can Rebbe say that again?
Yeah, what's the notion of Eidi Hodah? What is Eidi Hodah? What is Eidi Hodah?
I mean, the first pshat of
what Rashi. What is Eidi Hodah? Yeah, we're talking about the first pshat of Rashi. That's how we're starting the whole Mahal. What's the first pshat of Rashi? There are Eidi Hodah. What does Eidi Hodah mean? There are Eidim on the Hodah. But there were no Eidim on the loan. That means you lent the guy money without any Eidim. You did a bad thing. You're overly favored. So you're overly favored. You're a bad guy. Maybe we should require Mumchim for you to get your money back. You follow what I'm saying? Kamash Mulan, no. Hodos, Volvos, you don't need Mumchim. Done. That's the chiddush of the first shot. It's a beautiful answer. Okay. Second kasha now, which is on the second shot. El, are you with me?
Yeah.
What was the second kasha on the, what is the second kasha now? It's on the second shot. It goes like this. What is the din if you're kofra kol? Minatora, I can walk right out of basin. I don't owe a penny. Midrabanan, they required a shvuas esses, which is the lowest level of a shvuah. In the times of Rav Nachman, they were misakin it. Even though the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah seems to say it did exist during the times of the Tanoim, the Rav Nachman was the one who promulgated it. If I come over to a guy and say, you give me $100,000, you owe me $100,000, the guy denies the whole thing. Why does he have to take a hesis? There's got to be some credibility to my claim. I'm not going to stop say that. The guy's not a Russian to do that. Chazaka ate Adam Tovail and Kenyeshlo Olof. There's got to be some credence to his claim. So to get rid of that, you need a hesis. Okay, you need a hesis. And we paskin, the Gemara has two Lashonos, we paskin the hesis is not just by Kofar HaKol, but it's by Kofar HaKol, it's also by Parati. Right, there are two ways you can always get out of a claim that you're owed the money. You could say you paid it, or the whole thing is baloney. Right? So we paskin basically hesis is by both. That's what Rav Haigon says. The Gemara says maybe it's only in a case where there's Dror de Mamona. Maybe it's only in a case where you agree that there was a loan. No, we pass in two Lashonas, even if for Kofra Kol, there's always Hesses. There's a big problem with this. Hesses is only the Rabbonim. You follow what I'm saying? Hesses is only the Rabbonim. If Hesses is only the Rabbonim, then why would you ever need Mumchim El? The whole point of this Gemara is that Hodos of those don't require Mumchim. You would never require Mumchim, because Hesses is only the Rabbonim. That's what the Torah quotes with Shem the Rosh in Gittin. Any Takanus Chum never needs Mumchim. So therefore, the Taz says, what on earth is going on here? What on earth is going on with this second shot that you're Kofra Kol? And therefore, oh, there's a Chiddush, you don't need Mumchim. You never would need Mumchim. The whole thing's Darabana. So the Taz says, I'll tell you what the case is. The guy denied the whole thing, but Aiden came afterwards and said, you owe the money. Then I would think you would require Mumchim. Kamash Ma, you don't require Mumchim. But that's what the Taz writes, okay?
So what's the case?
The Taz fixes up the second pshat of Rashi.
Yeah.
Because the second pshat of Rashi is your Kofra Kol. If your Kofra Kol only is a Hesses, so you never would require Mumchim. So what's the big deal? So the answer is, says the Taz, you have to touch up that pshat of Rashi a little bit and say there were Eidim that came afterwards. There are Eidim that come afterwards, then you would require what? Real Mumchim? Kamashma, you don't need it because it's only a loan. That's what the Taz says. You got me? That's the Taz, how he fixes up the pshat b'maisa. Okay.
And Adam said what?
Adam said you owe money. Adam said you owe money.
Well, you, what if you used kofar again?
You can't. You can't kofar Adam. He was kofar, he took a shvuah before.
Right.
Hesses. Now Adam walked in.
Why was he in basin in the first place?
Because the guy took him to the entire
room. Right. And that guy didn't have
Adam came afterwards, b'maisa. Adam came afterwards. So therefore, I'd have a habmini mumkin for that thin Torah to settle. Come on, you don't need it. Ben Clore? Yes, Yosef.
How do you spell Hesses?
Hesses?
It's
Hesses
himself.
Yeah, hey, we wrote it many times, no?
Yeah.
Hey? I'm glad you asked. Hey? Yud Samach Tov. Mem Omid Beis in Shvuas. Mem Omid Beis. Literally, the word means convincing. He needs to convince you that he doesn't owe any money. You want to convince me? Take a Shvuah. You don't need to keep the Sefer. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah filling in the mezuzah. Hesses is the lowest level. What'd you say, Yonah?
What
daf, Mesafa? Mem, Omid, Beis, and Shvuas. Okay, comes along the Tzos. Let's get this, guys. Okay? Comes along the Tzos. Here, Jeremy, take two. Lamaisa. Says the Tzos like this. Simen Aleph Sifkan Aleph. The first Tzos in Choshen Mishpat. The very first one. Zok the Tzos. If you look in the tour, the tour only quotes the first Pshat Rashi. Not the, wait, one second. Before we quote the Tzos, I want you to know what the Taz points out that Allah Lamaisa, why did he not like the second shot? Rashi? Only, no, why did Rashi not like the second shot? Because of grammar, right? The Lashon of the Gemara. But on a conceptual level, he didn't have a problem with it, right? So the Taz says, you see how I'm fixing up Rashi is correct. You see how I'm fixing up Rashi. You see how he's fixing up Rashi is correct, he's saying. You follow what I'm saying? Rashi didn't have a conceptual problem with the first shot. With the second shot, he just had a Lushan problem. So he said, the reason why is because I'm touching up Rashi. Rashi must have meant what I said. And there were eight of them that came after he was called for a call with the Shavuos Esses. Okay. Comes along the Ksois. And he says, no way. Zok the Ksois. The Tour only quotes the first shot of Rashi. Right? He doesn't quote the second shot of Rashi. Because the Ksois says to the Taz, I want to tell you something. And that is that even if Hesus would be Minat Torah, even if Hesus would be Minat Torah, Hedyotos could work with Hesus. And they could work, they can enforce it. Meaning to say that if you don't want to what? If you don't want to take the Shua, they could put the guy in Nidui. And we know that already says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph Sifhei, that even though Hedyotos cannot judge Knossos, they can be Menada guy. You know what a Menada guy means? They can put the guy in excommunication. They can put him in Cherem. So the same thing here. In other words, the Taz has to stand on his head. What does the Taz say? The Taz says, oh, Shavuos Esses is the Rabbanan, you never would need Munkah. Right? That's why he had to come up in the case where Aiden came afterwards. So the Knossos, you don't have to say that. Hedyotos, Lomaisa, have the ability to enforce. If you don't, even if Hesus would be Minat Torah, Hedyotos could handle that too as well. How could they handle it? If the guy refuses to take the Shavuot, they'll put the guy in Nidui. So in other words, the Ksos comes along to the Taz and says, you don't need your point, the Taz. You don't need your point. Your point is that you have to, it's the Rabbanon, what do you need to have what? What do you need to have Mumkin for? That Nikud is not right, says the Ksos to the Taz. Because the truth of the matter is that Hedyotos could handle something that even would be what? Even would be Minat Torah. I mean, how could they, even if Hesus was Minat Torah, right? Even if Hesus was Minat Torah, they could still handle. What do you mean handle? If they impose another guy, refuse to do it, they could put a guy in Nidui. Just like Knossos. Hedyotos can't handle Knossos, but they could put a guy in Nidui. So the Ksos is saying to the Taz, Lamaisa, you don't have to tell me, Lamaisa, that what? Oh, since Hesus is the Rabbanu, why would you need Munkin at all? The truth of the matter is that's not relevant, the Ksos is saying to the Taz. The relevant point is that the truth of the matter is that al pi halacha, there's no nafkamina between what? Between the first shot and the second shot, because Hedyotos could what? Hedyotos could also al pi din. Deal with what? Even if Hesus was the Arisa, they could do it. So Lamaisa, that's what the Ksos says in the Taz. Your Nakud is really not relevant. Because Hedyotos could be handled also Hesus. Even if Hesus has been a Torah, it's not now. Don't get me wrong. Hesus is the Rabbanan. But even if Hesus has been a Torah, they could still impose it and put a guy in Nidui. So on that, the Nesivus comes along and says, please get it. The Nesivus says, no, that's wrong. By Knossos, they can put a guy in Nidui. But Kofar HaKol, there's no information. By Kofar HaKol, no one knows anything. There's no Psak Din. They can't put a guy in Nidui over a Kofar HaKol. You can't compare the things. Kofar HaKol is a nothing. Can't put a guy in Nidui over Kofar HaKol. At least by Katanas, we know the whole story. There's a technical problem because we don't have Smicha. We can't deal that out. But that's why you could put a guy in Nidui. Because there's only a technical problem by Knas. But when it comes to the din of what? The din of Kofar HaKol, there's no information you could have put a guy in Nidui. So the Meshovit Nesivus, the Ksos responds back to the Nesivus, says, what are you talking about? What's the underlying chiyuv by every shvua, Yosef. There's a chiyuv mamon. There is information by shehesis. There is information. There's a chiyuv mamon. By knas, what do we say from Rebbe Kivager? What do we say from Rebbe Kivager, Makas Tafei? What's the fundamental difference between mamon and knas, we said?
Knas,
Beis Din generates it, right? Until Beis Din pronounces it, there's no chiyuv knas. Mamon is from the very outset of your mitzvah. Knas, Beis Din generates it. So if anything, by knas, l'maisa, nothing should get off the ground. If you don't have the wherewithal to do it. But by what? But by kofar akol, there's an underlying, by hesed, there's an underlying chiyuv mamon. So he says, conceptually, I think you're wrong, Nesivus. I would say, pum fakir. By a chiyuv hesed, there is something there. There is a chiyuv mamon underlying every chiyuv shvuah. There is enough information. If anything, by knas, you would say there's nothing that they could do. And despite that, the mechaber paskins, then you could put a guy in nidui. So the nekuda is as follows, l'maisa. That's the nekuda of the ksois, halacha l'maisa. The nekuda of the ksois is that what he says to the taz, halacha l'maisa, that there's really no nafkimina l'dinin. The taz made a whole big deal about that there's a difference between the first pshat Rashi and the second pshat Rashi. Right? That's what the taz stressed. You follow me, Johnny? Because according to the second pshat Rashi l'maisa, it doesn't make any sense, Rashi l'maisa, because why? Because why? Because the Shavuos says it's the Rabbanan, Mumchi, you don't need for a Rabbanan, yes? That's the force of Taz to add his Knesh. The Ksos says that's not right. You don't have to add a Knesh. You don't have to add a Knesh. Because the truth of the matter is, even if Hesus was Minat Torah, even if Hesus was, which it's not, had Yotus always play a role. How could they always play a role? They could put a guy in Nidui. So, I mean, what he's saying to the Taz is your point is really irrelevant. That you had to force yourself to say, Adam, come in? The point is really irrelevant, because the truth of the matter is that Hedyotos Lamaisa, Hedyotos could do everything that Lamaisa the Nunchim could do. So the whole point is really moot. That's what he's the Ksos is saying to the Taz. Okay, you follow that? This is a very conceptual discussion. I want you guys to get this. It's all on whether you can find an afkamina between the two pshatim. Taz says, I can find an afkamina if I add in the Adam. The Tur says, forget about it. The Ksos says, forget. The Tur, that's why the Tur only quoted the first pshat, not the second. Because there's an afkamina between the two. And he liked the first pshat much better, right? He liked the first pshat much better, for whatever the reason is. He liked the first pshat much better, but the second pshat is different, but he added on that there's Adam. The Ksos says, there's no afkamina between the two pshatim. You don't have to tell me, Lamaisa, that there was a knesh that Aiden came afterwards. Because the Hedyotos could do everything that the Mumchim could do. The whole premise of the Taz is wrong. That's what the Ksos is saying. The whole premise of the Taz is that on a Shvuah the Rabbanan, Mumchim are not needed. Forget about that. That's not true. If it would be a Shvuah the Araisa, Hedyotos could do that as well. What is your premise when you say on a Shvuah the Rabbanan, you don't need Mumchim? Mashmah that what? That if the Shvuah is the Araisa, you would need Mumchim. That's wrong, says the Ksos. Even in the Shvuah is the Araisa, even if it hasn't been a third of that, Yotos could work. So the whole point is that. And then you get in this discussion back and forth. And then the Nesivus says, what are you talking about? The only time you can put a guy in Nidui is when what? When there's information. Like by the Knas. Right? By a Kofar Kol, there's no information. You can't put a guy in Nidui. No, the Ksos says, what are you talking about? And the Meshomim, he says back and he says, on the contrary, by a Knas, until Beis Din Paskins is a zero. So if anything, you shouldn't be able to put a guy in Nidui. And it says you can. Whereas by Kofar Kol, at least there's always underlying Chiyuv Mamon by the Shvuah, that there's enough should put a guy in Nidui. He says, L'shitaso doesn't make any sense what you're saying. I would say, I'll be for a pup fakir. So that's the whole discussion of the Taz and the Ksos and the Nesivus and the Meshovim Nesivus. Okay, on that Nekuda. It's a very conceptual, but I want you to get it. Because it makes you think, L'maisa, in this din. And the Taz, L'maisa, brought up an afkamina, right? And the Ksos says no. The Ksos said, the reason why the Torah quoted the first pshat, not the second, because there's no nafkamina between the two. The Taz came up with a nafkamina between the two. It comes out the Torah's quoting one and not the other. And the nafkamina was him adding his knesh of Aiden. The Ksos says, you don't have to say that at all. There's no nafkamina either. Even the Hedyotos Lamaisa could judge the Hesis Halach Lamaisa. They still have some role, even if you're not there. Okay, got it? That answers 8. Let's go, guys. Oh, we got to move. What are the three shittas? More importantly than moving, we got to get everything clear. Okay, Ellie, you got that? Ben, got it clear? Okay. Nine. What are the three shittas regarding Erev Parshas? Okay? All right. There's a machloikis in the Gemara and Tanoim and Amoraim where they hold Erev Parshas and Erev Parshas. There are three Rishonim. They need to plug in for each one. Okay, and that's why you have the Gemara and Bava Kamma also as well. Okay? Let's start with Rashi. There is a phrase in the Chumash that says what? Ki hu zeh. What does ki hu zeh mean? Ki hu zeh means on the $50 I owe you. On the other $50 I don't owe you. Ki hu zeh. That 50 I owe you, the other 50 I don't. Ki hu zeh means moda b'miksas is chayiv ashur. Okay? Now where does that phrase appear? In Parshas Shomrim, which is the same thing as Gezel. Shomrim and Gezel, Tzeilus, is the same thing. There's a Shomer stealing by denying he has it. That's where that phrase appears. Anyone remember where it is in Chumash? It's Pirkei Avos. What Pasuk? I don't remember what Pasuk. But it says, Ki hu zeh. So that Parshas is found there. The question is, I think it's a few psukim later, no one has a computer there. Yeah, you have it, Gabi, in the Parshas. I think it's Pirkei Avos Mishpatim, yeah? You find where it says the psukim ki hu zeh, okay? But later on in the psukim, there's a concept. It's ches, pasuk ches, okay? So later on in the psukim, I think it's in chaf or chaf beis, talks about halvah. Okay? So I want you to get this. There are two opinions. Erev Parshas, this is like a hermeneutic, we said. What's a hermeneutic? One of the Yud Gimel Midas. Even though it doesn't appear in the Rabbi Shmuel in the morning, it's one of the hermeneutics. Okay? Ain Erev Parshas saying there are two shittas. Erev Parshas and Erev Parshas saying. Okay. We got this clear? Okay. So Rashi learns as follows. Take this phrase, which tells me what? What is that phrase? That motive and mixas is chayav shvua. And what else? And that kofar akol, if you deny the whole thing, you're putter. Because ain anameh is part of the bachol. Okay? That's what ki hu zeh means. Motive mixas chayav shvua, kofar akol, you're putter completely min haTorah. See that? You also motive mixas chayav, kofar akol, putter. That's the distinction of ki hu zeh. Take that distinction between motive mixas and kofar akol and put it where? Put it in halvah. According to Rashi, it's an akira. In fact, the Tosafot Rosh asks on Rashi, it should have said not erev parshas, it should have said ikur parshas. That's what the Tosafot Rosh asks on Rashi here. Should have said ikur parshas, because that's in essence what you're doing. Okay? You're being ochre that distinction from one category, which is by Shomrim, and you're putting it by Halvah. Is that clear? Motive mixes chayav by Shomrim now, Kofar Kol is going to be putter. Now, what's going to be by Halvah according to Rashi? What do we say? You guys remember that? Tosin Baba Kama said, however, Lamaisa, there is a reason, Lamaisa, to go ahead, and he says it beautifully, we're not ochre at Lagamri. Okay? We're not ochre at Lagamri. This is what he says according to Rashi, and therefore we're not ochre at Lagamri. Okay? So he says, Allah Lamaisa, he says, L'inyan motive mixas, de'ikat time akrinalim be karon Lagamri. What is the reasoning, Yosef? Why do we ochre it from Shomrim? Because of the svar of what? Asal otovo. Who does a favor? Who does a favor? Loans, someone does you a favor by giving you a loan. By Pikaron, there's no favor being done. So therefore, comes out like this. By Halva, Motive and Mixas, what's the din? You're Chayav Shvua. By Kofar Akol, you're Potter. Okay? Because Lamaisa, the guy did you a Tova, as Rashi says, Beferish. He says, a guy's going to be Enkan Meiz or Meiz. He's going to lie. So it comes out by Pikaron, Kofar Pikaron, and Motive Mixes and Kofar Akol is Chayiv. Please get it. By Halva, we make a split between Motive Mixes and Kofar Akol. Motive Mixes is Chayiv, Kofar Akol is Potter by Halva. But by Shomer, it's complete Akirim. And therefore, by both, you're going to be chayiv. Okay? Because the guy has no problem lying. By Hava, the guy did you a favor. If he's lying, if he's kofar hakol, he must be telling the truth. There's no need to have a shul. Okay? Elder, you got it? That's the vortic on Rashi. Usa lo tov. That's what Rashi says. Usa lo tov. That's the distinction between Rashi says, usa lo tov. So therefore, if a guy denying the whole thing, obviously telling the truth, no guy would you lie in a guy's face and did you a favor? But like kofar hakol, the kofar didn't do you a favor. So you have no problem lying. Okay? So that's what Rashi is, sheet is. Now I want you to get this. Tosus points out above a comma that for Shlosh and Mumchim, you don't okur it. Because why should we? For Shlosh and Mumchim, there's no reason to be okur it. So it keeps the same. It's only the Kiru Legabi Kihu Zeh. According to Rashi, of course you need three for Xelus and Kabbalahs. Shomer, right? Because why should you be okur it? Here there's a reason to be okur it because Osa lo tovah. Also lo tovah, because he did you what? He did you a favor. You follow me? So there's a good reason to be ochre and say the split between Monday score goal we find by Halva, but by Zaylis, by Shomrim, you're chayav by both. Ben Klor, but by Shlosh and Munchen, that stays the same. Because why should we be ochre? Has everyone got that? That's Shittas Rashi if you hold Erev what? Parshis. What happens if you hold Ein Erev Parshis? According to Rashi. What does Ein Erev Parshis mean according to Rashi?
And only Shomer has the distinction. And then by Halavos.
According to Shittas Rashi, what does Ein Erev Parshis mean? That the distinction is what? Is kept by what?
Shomer.
It's kept by Shomer. Right? Is kept by Shomer. But what? But there'll be a Binyanav that what? As Tosa said, there'll be a Binyanav from Pikoto. That's what Tosa said. Because everyone agrees Moda Mix is as high as by Halvom. That's a din everyone agrees upon in Chas. He says, by the boy Kfir of Odov, the Miller Shema, the Mematsini Yafinim mi Pikoton. Afghan and Shoshulum can lo Yafinim mi Milvim mi Pikoton, such a Sanhedrin. Come on, the late Sayer Parshish Lina. Moda Mix is stabbed in the mail of Tvei. Would then be Kodam Machai Vikir Lechu below the ends. Okay? So in other words, Rashi will say that there's a Binyanav. According to Mod number holds, Ainate or Parshishain. What does Ainate or Parshishain mean? What does Ainate or Parshish mean? You need three by what? You need three Munkin by what? No, Ainate or Parshishain means? You only need three Munkin by what? For Xalus Shomrit. But for Hodos Lavos, you don't need it. But what I'm pointing out to you is that even if you hold Ein Erev Parshis Ein, which means the split between Mod Mixes Kofar Hakol exists by where? You keep it by Pikaron. You'll also say it by Halva based on a new Binyanav. Tosfos says in the big Tosfos of Bava Kamma, Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph.
Why'd you say that Binyanav in the first place?
Okay, Lemaisa.
There's no reason to learn Ein Erev Parshis then.
Because Lemaisa, the Binyanav is limited to one detail. Erev Parshis is lock, stock, and barrel. That's the difference.
No, but what's
okay?
The one detail?
The one detail is the split of Kihuzet.
And what's the other stuff?
Three Mumchim, right? Elohim, three times. Mumchim. Requiring Mumchim. Uh-huh. So that's Shittas Rashi. Okay, you got it, Clore? Should I repeat Rashi? Let's repeat it one more time. Okay? Stephen, what was your kasha? Binyanav means you take a din and you expand it to everywhere else.
And so what's being expanded?
So what's being expanded is if you hold Ein Erev Parshis Ein, the split between Moda Mixes Chayav Shmua and Kofar Hakol being putter, that split is expanded also to Halva. But not through the hermeneutic of Erev Parshis, because he holds Ein Erev Parshis, but through Binyanav. Mm-hmm. And Binyanav is limited to one detail. Okay? So should I repeat Pshitas Rashi? Ben? Everyone got a clue? Let's repeat it one more time. Rashi holds Akira. If it's an Akira, that means Erev Parshis Shittas is that when it comes to Moda Mixes and Kofar Hakol, you're chayav by both by Pikaron. The split is only by Halva, because Usa lo tovah. If he's Kofar Hakol, he's not going to lie in your face, so he's Pater. Pikaron didn't do anything for you. So therefore, you're chayav by both. That's Erev Parshis. You hold Ein Erev Parshis, you're going to say the split is what? Obviously retained by what? Shomrim. You also apply it to Halva based on what? Binyanav. But the requirement of three Mumchim does not exist because it's Ein Erev Parshis Ein. You keep the three Mumchim by Xelus Kabbalahs. Okay, that's Rashi. Let's go. Rabbeinu Tam now. Okay? Let's get it clear. Now we have the shita. Before a bit of time, you know what? Let's say the shita of the riva. The riva goes with the shita of makir b'skoro. He goes with the svar of the riva of makir b'skoro. What does it mean? He says the following. Erev parsha does not mean akira. It means equation. The split exists by pikaron, and it also exists by halva, both. Okay? Both. Allah l'maisa. What he adds in is as follows. And this I want you to get.
Is it by pikaron and what else?
Halva. The split is the same by both, Eli. And then the word erev, according to him, means equation. Okay? The only difference is as follows. There's a certain type of claim that exists only by Shomrim, which is what? It's stolen or lost. That can be chayiv even in the case of Kofar HaKol. That can be chayiv even in the case of Kofar HaKol. Okay? I want you to get that. Nignivu or Nensu. It was lost or stolen, Stephen, that's a special kind of only limited to the genre of Shomrim. That claim, you could be chayiv a shvu when you make that claim to defend yourself, even when you're being called for the whole thing. Okay? You don't need to have a hodah and mixes when you make the claim that it's shaykh to shomrim. Okay, that's the knach of the revolt. Normally they're equal. Motor mixes chayiv shvu, kofar kol pata. Both by zeros kobos, both by hodahs wavos. No problem, equation. The only thing is, Ellie, that there's something unique for Shomrim that if you make a claim of Nignivu or Nensu, which is only by Shomrim, you can be chayv even without any Hodah at all. That's if you hold Erev Parshus. Johnny, you got me? That's if you hold Erev Parshus.
That claim that it was lost or stolen, you what? You make your...
That's only a Shomrim Dikatayna, right? And that is chayv a Shua, even where you're Kofar HaKol. You don't need to have a Hodah b'mixus to generate a Kiyah Shua. But if you hold Ain Erev Parshus, what happens if you hold Ain Erev Parshus? What's the din of the old Ein Erev Parshus according to the Riva? You're not chayav a shvu at all until your motive and mixes. You always need motive and mixes. You always need motive and mixes. Halach l'maisa. To generate anything. Ein Erev Parshus Ein. L'maisa. That's the old Ein Erev Parshus
Ein. And what happens?
If you hold Ein Erev Parshus Ein according to the Riva, that means you never will be chayav a shvu unless you do what? Motive and mixes. You must do motive mixes, okay?
In Shomrim?
In Shomrim. Even by Shomrim, you need a whole double mixes, correct. See, according to the Riva, it's equalizing, but it's equalizing, but it's also what? It's also giving a little bit of an advantage, we said, to Shomrim. You follow me? It's Eruv. It's keeping it at home, but add a little bit on to Shomrim. So the Ma'an number Eruv Parshus holds that you'll be Chayiv if you say Nensu or Nigdavu, even without any Hodah at all. Even without any Hodah at all. Okay? Even without any Hodah at all. That's the Shita of the Rebuff, the old Erev Parshus saying. Because again, you're equating them, but Shom is a little bit special. A little bit more special. Okay? If you hold Ein Erev Parshus saying, he's basically saying that what? If you hold any of your parts, you're saying the only time you be chayv unless you have hodah. Meaning that what? It's a little bit special, the concept. It's considered you always need to have the hodah. Allah l'maisa. That's what any of your parts you're saying. You always need to have the hodah. That's the shita of the Riva. Yes, Stephen.
So, according to Riva, if you hold any of your then he's equating Shomrim and Halvos.
He is equating, but the Shomrim have one up over Hoval. And the one up is that if you make a Taina that has to do with specifically only Shomrim, then the Erev Parshus doesn't help you at all. And you can be Chayav Shvua even without you having any Hodah. You follow me? Now the Ma'an number Ein Erev Parshus Ein says no. Ein Erev Parshus Ein says in order to generate any Shvua, even a Shomrim Dika Shvua, a Shomrim Dika Taina Shvua, you need to have Hodah and mixes. That's the difference in Erev and Ein Erev, according to the Riva. Okay. And then the last sheet is the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get it. The Rabbeinu Tam holds the following. Okay? The Rabbeinu Tam holds, and again, the theory according to the Riva is Makir Bishkar. You're going to recognize the guy's a liar. That's what he always works
with. Are there any optimism between these opinions when it comes to just Stam, Shlosha, and Mumchim?
No, no. We want to know the topic, though. If Erev Parsha, when it comes up in the Gemara, I want you to know the topic for it, okay? Number three. The third sheet is the Rabbeinu Tam. Please get it. The Rabbeinu Tam says it like this. Also similar to Rival, in the sense that it's also talking about Pikar. It's not an Akira. We equate the two. But he says the following. This is what I want you to get. He says, the Rabbeinu Tam says an amazing thing. The question is, both Akiuzes talking about, you know, Halakha L'maisa, the split is talking about Pikara and Havah. But he holds Kiuzeh al Shalchelik Kofer Legamri, that's Dafka Balva, meaning that by Pikaron, you can be Chayiv L'maisa, even if, please get it, a Chelik of it is Nignav or Nenas. Okay? Meaning to say that Pikaron, you are Chayiv, Halakha L'maisa, even if you're not Kofer Legamri. Okay? That's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what we want to bring out here. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, how many animals do you need? Do you need two or do you need three? Meaning to say, according to the Ma'an number, it says, Ain Erev Parsha saying, you need three animals. What do I mean you need three animals? You need one animal for Nensu, you need one animal for Hodah, and you need another animal for a Kfirah. So please get that down. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Ain Erev Parsha saying, in order to generate a Shvuah, by Shomrim, you're going to need three animals all the time. Whereas according to the Ma'an number, Erev Parsha is saying, you could be Chayev Halacha L'maisa, Chayev Gamim Lo Kofer L'Gamri. In other words, you only say L'maisa, one of the animal was a what? One of the animal was stolen or lost, and the other animal you deny. Let me read you the Lashon. He says beautifully, he says, V'chiyechi de milva Chayev Ashtei Paros L'chud, Chare do do, the chare de kfira, the chare de mikon, or shtei paros. Chare do do, the chare de nensu. There it is. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning that you could call the one you're saying nensu on the kfira, the one you're being called for. See, according to Mandam, ain't air of parshas, you physically need three animals. One for a kfira, one for Oda, and one for the one nensu. According to Sheet, the air of parshas is saying you need a Oda, and nensu could count as the kfira one as well. The old air of parshas. Okay? That's the Kenetra of the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Tam points out this Binyanav as well. He says, how do you know then what? Do you need a Kfir Odah B'Ovah? He says, Mematzinu. He says, based on the Mematzinu, the Binyanav as well, that we learn out from Pikar. Well, we said the Ma'an Amar says that what? Again, we said that Mumchin, we don't learn it out, because according to Ein Erev Parsha, you're saying, Shlosha Mumchin, but it's Mestaber to learn out Binyanav. Okay, so we got that? So again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is it? What is the sheet according to Rabbeinu Tam? What is the sheet according to Rabbeinu Tam, guys? Again, it's very similar to Rival in the sense that he equates the two. But what's the distinction? The distinction is what? That if you hold Yesh Erev Parsha saying you don't need to have a what? You don't need to have a Kfira, correct? You can have two animals, Nensu and Hodah. According to Ein Erev Parsha saying you need three animals. You need a Hodah animal, you need a Kfir animal, you need a Nensu animal. You got me? But the split is the same by Havah and by what? And by Shomrim. The question is what you do with that taina of the Shomrim Dikataina. That's the question. The question is what you do with it. Because what did the Rival say? You guys tell me. What did the Rival hold about that? What did the Rival hold? You guys tell me, what was the Rival Shita on that? That what? Remember, what did he say? Yeah, what did the Rival say? That even when you're Kofra Kol, right? As long as you say what? Nigiv or Nensu, you're Chayav Shvuah, right? But the one old Ener Parshas required a Hodah. See, according to the Rival, Nigiv or Nensu is on their own to be Chayav Shvuah, without any fear at all, Lamais. You don't need anything. That's the Chiddush of what? Of the Rival. Rival says, if you say Nigiv or Nensu, you're Chayav Shvuah, Gamak, you're Kofra Kol. You don't need any Hodah at all. Nothing. You don't need any Hodah at all. Going through a bit of time, you need a Hodah. The question is, do you need also a Kfira, right? Can the Nensu count as the Kfira one? That's the difference between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rival. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rival get into the whole notion of what making the Shomer Dick a claim. What you do with that, Ellie. You follow me? But they don't buy the Akira theory of Rashi. They equate that split in both areas. That split exists in both areas. Okay? Those are the three shittas you have by Erev Parshas and Rishonim. I want you to get it and how we plugged in the Erev Parshas in. Okay. Let's close with number 10, then we'll dive mincha. What does Tosfos say about Ma'alei Chava B'Gufo, Ma'alei Chava B'Mamona? Okay? So, these are some very hard questions today, so we had to take time to get it. What did Tosfos say on the top? Ma'alei Chava B'Gufo, Ma'alei Chava B'Mamona. What should it have said? Should have said Mamono first. Because you always say the more pushed one first. Ma'alei Hacha, Ma'alei Hassam, the Ma'alei Chamavis is here. If it goes outside, then the animal's negligent. Also, Ma'alei Katala Kula, Ma'alei Katala Palga. You know, if Dom comes out of a mace, Lamaisa, then it's Makshin Lakabatuma, but if it's out of a live animal, the Gemara was asking Lamaisa, it should also. So always the more partial one is first. What's the case about Ribis? What's the case about Ribis? You remember we did that? I tell Ellie, I said, you know what? Give me $100, I'll give you 100 bushels of the end of the month. He gives me the $100, and then at the end of the month, it's worth 110. Can I give him the 110? Yes, it's not considered to be Ribis. Can I ask him for cash? Machloik is between Rav Yanai and Rav Huna. Rav Yanai says, I can even give Eli $110 worth of cash. I said, Eli, at the end of the day, you know what? I don't want to give you the bushels. I can give him the $110. That's unbelievable. Still, it's okay. It's not Mexican ribis. So what is mentioned over there? The more pusher one is always mentioned first. The fruit and then the cash. So what's going on here? Why do we mention what? Chavu Begufo before Mamamun. Mammon is first, the mice. The more pushed one is the mammon. Ma'ali chavu, mona ma'ali chavu, guva, gzeila. Right? Gzeila is in the chumash. So Tais is asking, why did you say that you should say the more pushed one first? Mammon is more pushed than a gufo. Right? The Gemara has to come. He has a pusik and a svarta. A pusik is more simple. So what's Tais's answer? You're right. But the lashon Kabbalah, when you translate, when you write a dictionary, Kabbalah is more shayach what? To the goof. And therefore it's mentioned first. The word chabal, punching, doesn't refer to punching an object, stealing your object. It's referring to punching a human being. So the lashon of chabal fits much better gufo than mamono, and that's why it's phrased in such a way in the Gemara. Okay, let's stop. I want to have a minute for mincha, guys. Okay, let's stop mincha. I'm going to have a good day. We'll continue now from our number 11 edition tomorrow. And the bechina next week, let's kovei it. Next week, we're going to have the bechina on Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday. Okay, I want to make sure we have a minute, though. We have a minute? Have you got to go, Gabby? You got class. I'm sorry. You got class, too? Wait, Yoni, you going now?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we have a minute. Do we have a minute?
Gabby, can we say Thursday?
Let's see. I'd rather do Wednesday. I want to get going. What are we talking about?
Someone can stay. I'll stay. I'll be stopped.
I don't want you to miss class. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not going to get in trouble, are you?
You're not even 10.
Wait, guys, Jeremy. Jeremy?
Yeah.
Wait, can I have a selfie? Okay,
anybody can come in?
We don't have a minute.
A minute, what other minute?
One more. I have 8 in the room.
Yoni? Yeah. Square, let's go. Who wants to dive for the Yoni?